This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and whatever else you would like to talk about. Don't know exactly what might be in the news on your end or what you're looking at or what you're seeing, but, you know, we're here to talk about it. If you want to tell us about crabbing, if you want to tell us about fishing, if you want to tell us about upcoming hunting season, anything you've heard, anything you've seen, you know. You name it. You're driving the bus today. Later today, I'll be up at Mayberry Game Protective Association for the first ever Hunter Social. And I talked to some folks that will be there as well, the Quality Deer Management Association. And my buddy Jason Carter, Carter Taxidermy, is going to be there. And folks representing the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest and DNR folks. And so there's going to be a nice presentation later this afternoon for the hunters by a couple of our wildlife managers. I know the fellow that is involved in the Montgomery County Deer Management Program is going to be there. So we're we've got a little event scheduled up there at Mayberry Game Protective Association. That's in Westminster, Mayberry Road, and we hope you can make it. It's a free event. I know Chuck Spohr will be there with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. He's going to be talking to folks as they come by. I'll be there with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. First cup of coffee this morning. Hold on a minute. Got to have this. Excuse me. A little wheeze going on there, too, but we'll take care of that. So, the newsletter for the Hunting Coalition went out yesterday, talked about a couple of different things. We put our letter of congratulations on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website from the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. And for those of you who don't know, the Maryland Hunting Coalition's hunting grounds is Annapolis on as you go in Roe Boulevard, you get to Taylor Avenue right there at the corner of Taylor and Rowe, or Roe, or however you say it, is the Maryland Department of Natural Resources where the regulations are made. And then you get to the other end of the street, and there's the State House where the laws are made. And there's a big difference between the two. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition, that's where we operate, within the halls of Annapolis. What that means is that the coalition is the only voice for hunters in Maryland that has standing with what's called the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. And this is a group of about, I don't know, 70 or 80 lawmakers. It's the largest caucus in the General Assembly. Both sides of the aisles, Republicans, Democrats, senators, and delegates that are pro-sportsmen. And the coalition is the only sportsman's group that has standing because we are the only ones that have the proper tax structure as a 501c4 to be able to actually lobby. Now, there are others that have influence, and, you know, they can work through their representatives through, for example, you know, the Wildlife Advisory Committee or the Sport Fish Advisory Committee or the Tidal Fish Advisory Committee, and they can, you know, they can talk to their guys on those committees, and those guys can take their issues to the DNR. But when it comes right down to the General Assembly, it's quite a process. Now, for those of you who don't like politics, and that's understood, I'm right there with you. I'm not a big fan. It's an interesting subject, but do I like the game? Not necessarily. Have I seen how it works in Annapolis? Up front? Yes, definitely. And it ain't necessarily a pretty picture. But you are hearing, you can't help hearing in the news about all this political back and forth during the presidential election cycle here. And I just want to tell you this. If you don't vote and you don't stand up for what you believe in, then you deserve what you get. There's some very important issues in this upcoming presidential election, and you know, I'm speaking to you as Alan Ellis, radio show host, not as anybody involved in the Maryland Hunting Coalition, but I am talking to you directly. If you do not get familiar with how your candidate or both candidates stand on the issues, and in particular importance to this audience, the Second Amendment. If you make the wrong choice or stay home and make no choice, kiss it goodbye. Kiss the Second Amendment goodbye. The Supreme Court has one missing judge. The Supreme Court is 4-4. Four on one side of the ideological spectrum and four on the other side. If the wrong choice is made in this upcoming presidential election, those folks that are on the Supreme Court that will be retiring, and it could be two or three, will be replaced by people on the Supreme Court that you and I are likely going to disagree with, and the decisions that will be made will likely go against what we believe are our constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. And that's about as far as I want to go with politics today. Other than to say this, perhaps to illustrate my point. This was by Tim Haines, August 4th, on the Real Clear Politics site. I don't know if you saw the video where presidential candidate Hillary Clinton was speaking, and she was interrupted on stage by animal rights activists, and she saw you saw the fear in her eyes. You saw the Secret Service rush on stage, and one of the agents said to her, "Keep talking. We've got this." Well, apparently the animal rights protesters were there to make a point. And here's how it was covered on Real Clear Politics. It's only one paragraph plus a sentence, so it's a very short read. Tim Haines was the writer. August 4th is the date. Secret Service agents stepped on stage next to Hillary Clinton after animal rights activists interrupted a Thursday campaign rally in Las Vegas. When the Secret Service agents told her to keep talking, she said, "We'll keep talking." And apparently these people were here to protest Trump because Trump and his kids have killed a lot of animals. Trump and his kids, as members of the NRA, have presumably gone hunting. That is what presidential candidate Hillary Clinton defined hunting by the family of her competitor, Mr. Trump. So, I just said, read that to make a point, and this is something that came across the news wires from, as I said, Real Clear Politics. So, just so you know that Hillary defines hunting and being a member of the NRA as killing a lot of animals. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's how you reach us here. That's how you join the conversation. You're certainly welcome to do so. And as I said, your topic is my topic. You are running the show as co-producers here with Brian Farlow. Brian is the fellow that will answer the phone, and he will have He will redirect your call towards me, if you would like. And we'll have a conversation, and just like talking on the phone. And we'll have a good time. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And if you're outside the Baltimore dialing area in Maryland, you can call 800-922-6680. And you will be able to reach the studio. We welcome new sponsors today. It's kind of a combination deal, and you'll hear that in the commercial. Our friends at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Now, I know some of our listeners have gone there. Some of the folks that I'm involved with on a business nature, I've recommended for complex gun issues, gun cleaning, and certain items of gunsmithing that need done. I've actually had an old antique, vintage, whatever you want to call it, World War II. My dad's Japanese rifle that he brought back from World War II, the 7.7 Arisaka, had that Cerakoted, which is a different type of finish than bluing. And they did a spectacular job on it at Hafer's Gunsmithing. And I had quite a conversation the other day with a couple of the fellows there. Remember, we got a call about, are you allowed to use a silencer for hunting? And I got some details and background on that, because you can only purchase a silencer or a suppressor through a Class 3 firearms dealer. And Hafer's happens to be one of those. That's half of the commercial. The other half is our buddy Steve House, who sells Redneck Blinds. Now, Steve and I have been doing business for a couple of years in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine. Steve lives just across the line in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania, but he has the Redneck Blind franchise for Maryland. And a couple of folks I know have Steve sponsored the coalition event. He donated a blind, and the winner then upgraded to the I believe the 6-sided redneck fiberglass blind with a tower, and we've got I think 4 of them on the Sycadir property that one of our directors owns and bought from Steve. So. Steve is he's a good guy. He's got a good inventory of redneck blinds, and we'll be bringing you that information during the first commercial break. So, again, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And White Marlin opens next week. Have you seen the controversy surrounding the White Marlin Open? Brian, have you seen this? You've seen it? Has it been commented on these airways? Ah, okay, great. Well, there's a controversy surrounding the White Marlin Open. Apparently, one of the employees, one of the marinas, has designed a T-shirt, and you've seen these T-shirts with you've seen these flags on these boats coming ashore. You know, once they've been out and caught a fish, if they've caught a fish. You know, they fly the flag with the marlin upright, like he's jumping in a rainbow shape. If they've released that marlin, the flag is still flown, but it's flown upside down. It shows that they caught the fish and released the fish, and the fish is still alive. Well, a marina unrelated to the White Marlin Open is selling T-shirts featuring the phrase "White Lives Matter" and "Blue Lives Matter," referring to white marlin and blue marlin, to spread awareness about the conservation of marlins. One in honor of white marlins, the other in honor of blue marlins. The White Marlin Marina is selling those two types of shirts. And it goes on. Talks about this employee designed the shirt. And, of course, then last night we see on one of the Eastern Shore blogs that they have heard from reliable sources that Black Lives Matter were going to march on Ocean City in protest. We don't think that happened. We haven't heard any updates on that. to protest these T-shirts. I don't get it. I really don't. This story came to us through WJZ, Worcester County NAACP President Ivory Smith. Wait a minute, let me read that again. Worcester County NAACP President Ivory Smith tells the Daily Times of Salisbury that the shirts could be interpreted as a mockery of the Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter movements. Those two phrases have been rallying cries following police shootings of African Americans and shootings of police officers, respectively. The designer of the shirts, an employee of the Marine, and I will leave him nameless, you can look it up yourself if you want, says his shirts promote billfish conservation by featuring images of marlins on safe release circle hooks. Unlike swagger fishing, which sells kill whitey shirts and stickers promoting non-release white marlin fishing. I don't know why the comparison was made there, but anyway, in my estimation, you're going to get a lot of notoriety. I don't know if you're going to sell a lot of T-shirts and, you know, make your fortune that you'd hope to make. But to me, quite frankly, that seems to be poking the bear, just in my opinion. Yeah, look, free enterprise system, free market society. You can create what you want. You can do what you want. And God knows no one ever went broke, you know, underestimating the taste of the American public. However, in this political climate, to try and capitalize on those two terms, certainly you make your point. Certainly. But the question is the message of wildlife and marlin conservation and the point that you're trying to make that, you know, you release these fish to swim and fight another day, is it overshadowed by the swirling winds of our political climate? I don't know. You tell me. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, on the back cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, there's an ad for Clyde Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters, and it features the new X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed bolt that I bolt action rifle that I told you about. It's got arid urban camouflage, a Dura-Touch finish on the stock, which means, you know, it's not gonna flake or do anything like that. A composite stock, a Cerakote finish on the fluted sporter barrel, threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action in select calibers. The Hell's Canyon Speed. This is a very, very attractive looking firearm that, as an X-Bolt. It's a new one from Browning. You want to take a look at that at Clyde Sports Shop, available in the high power calibers. And then there's the new AB300 that I've been telling you about. If you're in the market for a new rifle, a classic looking rifle, an A-Bolt, walnut stock, beautifully checkered, beautifully appointed. It's a blued barrel in action, a walnut stock, a 60 degree throw bolt action, detachable double stack magazine with a factory installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. And calibers are 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm REM mag, and 300 Win mag. You need to see this one at Clyde Sports Shop. Extremely reasonable price for a high-power rifle. Great for any game that walks in Maryland, deer, bear, and in some of the bigger calibers. You can take that for a larger game as well. Then, of course, for bolt-action rifles, there's the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate bolt action, big game hunting perfection, all standard magnum and short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt is a tremendous firearm for big game hunting. So go see those three rifles at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, yep, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are, quote, the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, your firearm, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen House at 301-331-2500. 301-331-2500 for Redneck Blinds. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
All right.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
All right, let's talk to Dan there on I-95. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I was just calling in response to your question about the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Blue Lives Matter. I hate to see that sort of thing because it introduces a contentious political factor into something that should not be political.
Like the extremely popular White Marlin Open?
Exactly. Or just hunting and fishing in general. You know, that's something that everybody of every age, of every political side should be able to go out and enjoy, and we should be able to enjoy together without fighting over stuff that has nothing to do with what it is we're doing at the time.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, this has been, we're celebrating in September, we're celebrating the second anniversary of the formation of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we've done a tremendous job as far as, I'm patting myself on the back. I mean, we were able to have the strict liability doctrine repealed for waterfowl hunters, unjust law here in Maryland, in my opinion. And then we were able to get the Poaching Restitution Act passed here in 2016 to put the hammer down on the bad guys. And nothing against you or anything like that, people tend to want to leave politics out of their recreation, which is understandable, but they have to understand that somebody has to address the political background of what goes on. You have to have somebody there to defend your recreation from egregious laws and regulations and laws that advance your cause, and somebody has. Somebody has to do that.
I'm a member. I've signed up. I've sent you guys contributions.
I know. I appreciate that.
I've signed up for the dove hunt, etc.
Yep.
And yes, that what you're talking about there is absolutely necessary.
And I agree 1,000% with what you said. Why take something as controversial as White Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and even, dare I say, for fear of being booed off the stage like our former governor was, All Lives Matter. Why take something like that and turn it into a political football at this celebration in Ocean City?
Exactly. And, something I've often thought about, you ever been to a Ravens game and an Orioles game? You go out there and you see every stripe, every color, every nationality. And what are we doing? We're all cheering for the same thing.
Exactly.
Why can't we all get together and cheer for what's good for this country?
Good point. Excellent point. Yeah, Robin and I were at a Orioles game the other night. Had a great time.
Sure.
Yeah, and they beat the Rangers, which was even better.
Right. And you don't care if the guy sitting next to you is a Republican or a Libertarian,
I don't care. No, not in that setting. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, yes,
but
indeed.
Anyway,
the guy in front of us did have a couple too many beers, but other than that, I just didn't want to be in the parking lot with the guy or out on 95 with him. But
last time I sat next to a guy that needed a bed. Needed a shower, really.
No. Oh, yeah. All right, brother. Hey, thanks. Okay. Thanks for weighing in, man.
You're welcome. Happy hunting.
You too. Take care, Dan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Let's talk to Ross in Pasadena, and then Mark in Towson, and then Don in Severna Park. Good morning. How are you, Ross?
Hi. How you doing, Alan?
Doing great, buddy.
Good. I'd like to pass on a crabbing tip for those that live on the water and
okay.
Their crab pots.
Sure.
I was down at Bud's the other day, and that's where I get my...
Yep, down at Fishbones, okay.
Yeah, I buy albies from him, which is a very oily fish.
Oh, yeah.
For those that don't know. And they send out a slick once you put them in. I actually slash them a little bit to
right.
Send out more of a slick when I drop my pots over. And we discussed crabbing. I said, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. And he said, how often do you check your pots? And I said, I check my pots twice a day, in the morning, then toward evening. He said, if you want to increase your catch, just check them once a day, because once you send out that slick, they're coming to that slick. So when you check them twice a day, you break the slick. And I've noticed a major difference between what Bud, the owner of Fishbones, told me from what I was doing. It does. It increases your catch when you just check them once a day.
So you bait your trap, and what time of day do you check them?
I usually check them in the evening, but it doesn't matter. As long as you just check them once a day, you can check them in the morning or in the evening, whatever.
And then, of course, when you check them, you rebait them, right?
Well, usually when I bait the pods, I have more fish in there. You know, I don't even have to check the replenish the fish.
I see. So you overbait and yes. Send that slick down, and then check them once a day.
Check them once a day rather than twice a day.
Good tip.
Yep, I thought it was. It certainly worked for me.
Good. And what do you think you increased your catch by?
I would say probably about at least a third.
Cool. Well, that's great.
Doing it that way. And that came from Bud, the owner of Fishbone.
Yeah, you said that. Very nice.
I know. I love that place. You know, they have so many different things down there.
Yep.
And it's good. And
good deal.
He's a great guy.
All right, Ross.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye. Here he goes. Mark in Towson, and then Don in Severna Park. Good morning, Mark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you order your T-shirt?
Yeah, I will.
Uh-huh.
You know, I agree with the first caller about, you know, why do we let politics get into everything?
Yeah.
But we don't. They came looking for us. We didn't interject politics into this. People come... We just want to live our lives.
I agree.
We want to exercise our rights under the Constitution, including the Second Amendment, including the First Amendment. And people come looking for us, and suddenly they redefine what culture is. I heard on the news that now they're saying the Gadsden flag is racist. Well, how can that be? The Gadsden flag is a coiled rattlesnake.
Yeah, don't tread on me. Yeah, don't tread on me. I saw that.
And that was
amazing.
Strictly about Americans. White, black, red, yellow, and tan.
Exactly.
But we weren't Americans at that point. We were British.
Right.
But we were British living here who wanted to exercise our rights and be represented. That's all it's about. Race had nothing to do with it about then, and it will have everything to do about it now if we don't vote.
Exactly. The exclamation point on my statement. We have got such a polarized country right now, unfortunately. When did this happen, Mark?
It happened because it's good for politicians. It really works great for them, carving us up into subgroups, pitting us against
one against the other. Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
It works great. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And this ain't broke for them, but it's really broke for us. And if we don't vote right come this fall, then our rights will be impaired.
Exactly.
We won't be able to own guns.
I have another take on that. If it ain't broke, thing that was spoken during the General Assembly by one of the fellows who was on our team testifying for the Canvas Back Duck. And he said, if it's not broke, don't fix it till it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. If it ain't broke, fix it till it is. And that's what our government seems to be doing to our country.
Yes.
You know, that's what
And this is, there's nothing inevitable about this stuff. We can go about our lives and we can enjoy all our rights.
Exactly.
But we have to register to vote and we have to vote.
Exactly right. And we make that easy, by the way, on the Maryland Hunting Coalition. For our listeners, they've heard me talk about the coalition for a couple of years now. But the coalition website, Maryland Hunting Coalition, is very informative. Of course, you know, we've got a couple of fundraisers on there. But on that site, there's a section that tells you how a bill is passed in the General Assembly. And the fact that this political system was set up not to pass laws, but to reject proposals. You know, there were 3,000 proposals put forth, 3,000 bills put forth in the last General Assembly. I can't tell you how, the exact number that were passed, but the majority were rejected. And when it came down to signing those bills into law, our governor declined to sign, I believe, nearly 100 bills that were passed by the at the will of the General Assembly, including the Poaching Restitution Act, which then became law without his signature on June 1st. But the point is, why? How do you stand, Governor? These bills were passed by the people's representatives. You know, and I shake my head at how these things happen. I really do. And, you know, when you're down there in the halls, you hear testimony and, you know, you hear things that you would think are just brilliantly crafted, brilliantly presented. And you've got 11 people there on a committee that just look at you and go, eh, I think we'll put that one in a drawer. You know, okay. You deal with it. You know, but the website that I was referring to, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and I know you've been to our benefit and you've been.
Let me talk for the people who have missed it. You're missing a wonderful time.
Yeah.
A wonderful time.
Yep.
The next one is what, in March, right?
March 25th of next year, 2017. Yeah, it's a Saturday.
In Westminster?
Yep. Martin's in Westminster. Yep, it's there.
For those who haven't attended, put it on your calendar. It is great.
Indeed. And also on the 25th of September this year, we are having another hunting summit, and we will be assembling the leaders of the hunting community again, like we did last September, to discuss their concerns. I don't care if they're waterfowlers or trappers or archers or bow hunters or crossbow shooters or left-handed flintlocks. You know, if you're part of the hunting community, you'll be invited to come and talk about what issues concern you. And we put it all out there. And that's where that was the roots of the Poaching Restitution Act, was at that meeting last September. So, you know, it could be Sunday hunting or anything like that. So we'll invite the folks and see how they react and see what kind of topics we get. But that event in March, as you said, is very nicely done. But and politics are injected, but that's what we do.
That's what we have to do.
You know, that's what we do. So
because our rights don't give themselves to us.
No.
We are always one generation away from losing our rights.
Right.
And
that's
it may not be fair and it may not be kind, but that's what it is what it is.
Right.
And if you want to preserve your rights, all of them,
yep,
you have to defend them every generation. And this is our time.
We have
to do it.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, sir. I did want to mention, I was going somewhere with that conversation about the website. There is a link there to register to vote. Very, very simple process. Click on the link. It takes you to the Board of Elections. You sign up. You're registered to vote. Easy.
Yeah, and for those who say it's inconvenient, it doesn't have to be.
And here's the other thing.
Issues, so I vote by absentee.
Yeah, and
it's as easy as putting a card in the mail.
It's not
an aggravation.
Here's the other thing that you hear. Oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to register to vote because I don't want to sign up for jury duty. Guess what, brother? You got a driver's license.
You're already
signed up for jury duty. So, all right, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Mark.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Alan.
I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, buddy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, Don in Saferna Bark, and then Rob in Middle River. Good morning, Don. Thanks for holding on. If you did. Don? Did not. Call back, Don. Rob in Middle River, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, Alan, some time ago we had a little conversation about guns,
mm-hmm.
and I did not take your advice, so now I want to know what to do about it. I got a firearm. I don't remember the type that I got, okay? But I got it for protection. And you had recommended that since I'm really a little guy, that the better way to go would have been to get a shotgun.
Right.
I'd like to know, how can I go about exchanging this? Is it an easy process? What would I do?
You have a handgun? You have a handgun that you want to trade in on a shotgun?
Yes, sir.
It's usually a simple process to trade it in when you go to a recognized dealer.
Uh-huh.
They're going to offer you, I don't know, maybe a little over half of what you paid for it.
Uh-huh.
And apply that credit to the firearm that you want to purchase.
Okay. Now, when I bought this,
yep.
I bought this during the time when Governor O'Malley
yep.
was governor.
Yep.
And I did it before he did this
right.
Special check. All right. Would that still be applicable because I got in under that deadline, or would I have to do a special?
Are you rate? Buying? Are you buying another handgun? Or are you buying a long gun?
I want to buy a long gun. Yes.
Long gun is very simple. You just go in, you fill out the 4473. Yeah. They take your gun in tray. They record the serial number. It doesn't cancel out anything that you've done, but it certainly notifies. It's on the records of the gun shop where you traded in that you did trade this firearm in. It's not no longer in your possession. It's logged into their possession now as part of their inventory.
Okay, well, the final question then is this. Do I have to take any special class to use this?
A shotgun?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's what... That's
no, I mean,
what
I would certainly ask the dealer on the operational side of it, where do I put the shells in? Where's the safety? How do I load the chamber? How do I eject the shells? And, you know, that type of thing.
Okay. I appreciate your advice. And, you know, even though I'm not a hunter,
yep.
I appreciate the just the act of going outdoors, you know,
sure.
with nature. And I hope that never goes away.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, because there's so much out there. You know, I'm driving down the highway, and I'll look up on a light pole, and there'll be a red-tailed hawk. Or I'll look over on a wire, and there's a Cooper's hawk. Or I'll look in the field, like I did last night, coming up from St. Mary's County, and there was a flock of turkeys. And, you know, look over on the other side, and there's, you know, 20 deer in the field. And over in the other, you know, a couple miles up the road, there's three bachelor bucks, and one of them's really nice. You know, and if you're out there, and you pay attention, there's so much wildlife out there. You know, you drive across the Bay Bridge and you go, what kind of gull is that? What kind of, you know, oh, look at that osprey. He's got a fish. Oh, there's a cormorant diving. Oh, look, there's some black ducks over there in the tidal pool on the other side of the Bay Bridge. Oh, my gosh, look, there's an eagle over top of Queen Anne's County. You know, I mean, you just got to pay a little bit of attention. You don't have to necessarily take your eyes off the road. You just have to pay a bit of attention, see what's going on around you. That's all.
You know, and just one final thing, one political statement. I'll never understand it. I don't know who's listening, but it never ceases to amaze me. If everyone turns in their handgun and all the criminals, then they have guns. How do you justify that it's going to be a safe society if only the criminals will have the gun?
I think that's a rhetorical question, buddy.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, good
see
day.
You, buddy. Bye, bye. Here we go, Travis in Federal Hill. I'm sorry, we're just going to have to ask you to wait. We got a break here, and we've got to go to it. Hey, folks, Redneck Blinds—they're the best dang deer blinds on the planet. That's right. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Well, choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, their new soft side hunting blinds, and their hay bale blinds, which are pretty cool, provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House. Remember that name, Stephen House. House, blind, you get it? Is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer, and that's his real name. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. That's his cell phone, 301-331-2500. And you can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Now, gun owners, hunters, shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. A large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web, hafersguns.com, or Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rolling, 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 rolling right through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good victuals, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
Move them on, head them up. Move them on, head them up. Travis in Federal Hill, thanks for holding, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, you?
Doing good. I had a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about just practicing casting.
Yes.
With fishing.
Yep.
I was wondering, do I need a license for that? Because look, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm a city slicker. I don't even know nothing about fishing. But I want to enjoy it. I want to find out what it's all about. So
okay.
I was just wondering about if you could fill me in.
About in 5 minutes, fill you in about fishing?
Well, just like about just practicing casting and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you know, go to your fish and tackle dealer, and Clyde's is a good one. Check out all the different varieties of rods and reels. And I would recommend to you a spinning reel, what they call an open face spinning reel, because the line is easily accessible. Have get a lesson on how to, you know, pull the bail back and cast the rod. The basics, it's basic physics. You've got to, it's, you know, a lever and a fulcrum. You've got to load the rod and very simple to master. If you can swat a fly, you can throw a fishing rod. It's just a matter of controlling the direction and the speed and the angle and that type of thing, which is easily mastered if you have any kind of dexterity. And as far as practicing is concerned, you can practice at your house. You know, I mean, I don't know whether you have a yard or not, but that's simply that's the easiest thing to do. If you try to take a fishing rod out on the water and cast it into the water without a fishing rod or a fishing license, that's frowned upon, even though you may not have a bait or anything on the end of the hook. So go out to a park and practice casting in the parking lot. Very simple. You're not fishing. How's that work for you? Huh?
You said, what did you say, an open
face, an open face spinning reel. Just say a spinning reel. Okay? And it's probably one of the easiest how to learn to cast. And if you run into an issue with tangled line or something like that, it's also one of the easiest to fix.
Do you know any places that I could go? Like, I heard people go to Port Covington. I'm, like 20 minutes from there.
Sure. Yeah, you can go there. I mean, you can go to any public place if you want. Go to Walmart parking lot. So.
Hey, well, look, I appreciate it.
Thanks. All right, buddy. Thanks, Travis. Appreciate the call. Wish I had more time.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Here he goes. So, Travis wants to get into fishing. Travis, call me back. Sometime we have more time next week or whenever. That would be great. So, all right. Well, remind me to tell you about a deer story that happened to me on Interstate 70 on Thursday. And let me tell you that the Maryland Hunting Quarterly is out for fall. Fall issue came out this week. Jam-packed with great information. And we'll talk more about that the next hour. Get out, stay safe, protect yourself.